This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. There's an old joke about a guy who goes to the doctor because his hand hurts when he moves it. "It hurts when I do this," he says to the doctor. "Then don't do that," the doctor answers, which is, when you think about it, excellent advice for a lot of things. It's traditional at this time of year to make plans for the next 12 months, to lock your eyes onto the future. Never look back is what some people say as they set New Year's goals and plan for a rich and lucky New Year. And that's a very smart and emotionally healthy way to prepare for what's to come, which is probably why I don't do it. I like looking back. I get a certain unhealthy pleasure in totaling up the many things I did in the previous 12 months that may have been foolish and which I intend never to do again. Some people have a to-do list. I have a to-don't list. For me, the trick to living well is following the joke doctor's rule: if something hurts, stop doing it. Aside from a few hilariously stupid things I did in 2014, like climbing on top of a ladder in my socks to change a light bulb, then slipping at the top and thumping to the floor while hitting each rung with my head, most of my most idiotic feats of the past year are best kept to myself. Of course, there are a lot of people in Hollywood reflecting on their biggest mistakes of 2014, if, that is, people in Hollywood were the reflective type, were not, which is why the 2014 television season was a baffling and disaster-filled event, shows that everyone knew would fail did in fact fail. Shows about rich young people having romantic entanglements in New York City managed somehow to fail a bunch of times. And a couple of dark and depressing dramas also died quick deaths. This may have been a surprise to the executives and marketers who decide which shows to put on and which to cancel, but anyone paying attention would remember that shows about rich young people in Manhattan and depressing dramas also failed last year and the year before that. But, and you know how this goes, it's only a bad idea until someone does it and succeeds. Rich young people in Manhattan, depressing dramas, these can all be huge hits. It's hard to predict what's going to work and what isn't, but for some reason, people still swan around Hollywood claiming to know definitively how the audience is going to react to this or that product, only to be confounded later when the audience, who doesn't read focus group results, goes the other way. But as the doctor in the joke says, if it hurts when you do something, stop doing it. That's probably no comfort to the executives at Sony Pictures Entertainment, whose free-spirited and blunt emails were hacked out of company servers and released publicly. But the person who should be consumed with humiliated regret is North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. For weeks, it was assumed by everyone that the cyber raid was orchestrated by the North Korean intelligence services in retaliation for the anti-Kim spoof, The Interview. Kim Jong-un and his North Korean henchmen, however, denied having any part of the hacking. Now, whether they did or didn't engineer the thing is irrelevant, but this is Hollywood. The first rule of surviving here is always take the credit. Always. Kim and his ruling clan should have appeared together in hipster tech outfits, something along the lines of Steve Jobs' iconic blue jeans and turtleneck uniform, though for the young Kim, maybe something more slimming, arms folded across their chests, smirks firmly in place. You can't, as we say in this business, buy that kind of publicity. Probably the biggest entertainment industry blunder of 2014 was committed by a North Korean dictator, proving once again that we are living in interesting times. Happy New Year. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll fake it totally. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.